agenda is here. On the agenda today, we've got a review of the questionnaire status, a plan to move forward, a plan to propose a spec for the W3C members that are asking for one. We also have a couple of other work items to talk about, like the a summary for W3C AC representatives. They've asked for this. A couple of them have asked for this. Cleaning up the charter use case reviews, things of that nature. Also on the agenda today is, you know, we've been kind of talking with folks from the Credential Transparency Initiative. And we're trying to figure out how to make both this work and their work aligned. We found a minor thing that we need to work through, but thought we'd just kind of give a heads up to this group that we're actively kind of discussing trying to align that initiative and this initiative. We'll put that at the beginning of the agenda. Any other updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else we should discuss today? Okay, if not, let's go ahead and get started. The first topic is Credentials Transparency Initiative Alignment. Dave Longley, do you want to give a rundown of this issue, or would you like me to?
That's fine. I can do it. Yeah. I'm a little bit sick, so if I go in a coughing fit, that's where I'm. If I go quiet, that's what's going on. So what we discovered was that so both the VCTF and the Credentials Community Group and CTI have different but complementary scopes, and we'd like to make sure that we're all of our terminology, where there is common terminology, is in alignment. And what we found is that the way that the VCTF is describing credentials, or the definition that we have for credentials, is a little bit different from what CTI is using for that definition. And I used an example to kind of explain the difference in scope and the difference in definitions, because I feel like that's an easy way to explain it. The VCTF is focused on modeling that a claim, for example, that a particular university might put out there, a claim that a person was awarded a degree on a certain date. And CTI is focused on creating a core vocabulary for describing the various types of degrees that are available to be awarded, and a bunch of other information that's related to those things, like quality assurance and things like that. And so the VCTF and the Credentials Community Group has defined the term credential to refer to a set of claims about a particular subject, such as a person. And so one such claim might be that a person holds a certificate, such as a degree in computer engineering. And so using the VCTF terminology, CTI is actually defining different types of certificates. And a credential might contain a claim that indicates someone was awarded an instance of one of these certificates. Using CTI terminology, credential means something a little bit different. A type of certificate is called a credential. And so there's no concept of a claim that's out of scope. They're not dealing with how you model that someone asserts that someone holds one of these certificates. They're just modeling the different types of certificates that are out there. And so, unfortunately, that means that the term credential is kind of conflicting between the two groups. And so we need to have a discussion to figure out how we, you know, what we should do. And from the VCTF and Credentials Community Group's perspective, the term credential that CTI is using is more like a certificate type, and that kind of sets the stage for kind of how we see the terminology being a little bit different. Moni, you might be muted.
Sorry. Thanks. Just to kind of get everyone on the same page. We're just raising this as an issue. Stuart, Jeannie, Dave Longley, and myself are going to kind of meet on Friday to try and figure out a couple of ways forward and then maybe bring that back to the group. But we're just kind of raising this as a, we just discovered this misalignment, and we're going to try to work through to figure out a way of aligning this stuff. So I think that the key outcome, the key thing that we're concerned about is that we're going to, like, in the actual data that is issued and digitally signed in a verifiable claim, we're concerned that we will be using the word credential in three different ways. And clearly, you know, that would create communication issues among developers, and it would just be confusing to folks. So anyway, just a heads up that we're kind of looking into it. Stuart, did you want to add anything to that?
No, the only thing I would say is that the CTI community has been struggling with these definitional questions as well. And we're unfortunately dealing with a very, very broad community or set of communities, because that within the purview of CTI were everything from college degrees to informal badging and so forth. So it's very, very broad. And the language used across that community is quite diverse. Unfortunately, they use the word credential in three different ways, and we've talked here about two of them. They talk about it as the way, as that thing that is created by some organization or something. They talk about it as that thing that a holder has, and they talk about it as the relationship between those two things, which would be the verifiable claim. And they use it for all three of those. So it's inherently, in the wild, that term is inherently confusing. And I think when we talk about this on Friday, that one of the goals is to try and figure out something that will resonate with that community so that we maintain their buy-in, although many of them don't have a clue as to what's going on underneath or at the technical. So it's a little complex, but I think everybody's heart's in the right place, and we want to make this work. And CTI has been watching verifiable claims. We understand that bifurcation of what we're trying to do, and now we just got to figure out, you know, what meaningful labels we put on things so that our classes don't conflict. And, you know, things of that sort. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Stuart. Looking forward to the chat on Friday with you and Jeannie. Okay. Anything else? Any other? Oh, sorry, Shane. Go ahead. You've been on the queue for a while.
Thanks. I'm going to throw something out here that's a little radical, and you can take it to your meeting on Friday. But there are other activities at W3C that use the word credential as well in ways we don't like. Is there a real reason we need to use it at all in the work we're doing? We're talking about claims.
Well, so to kind of briefly attempt to answer your question, based on the way the spec is now, the terminology we have, we define credential and we use the dictionary definition for that, and we define a claim and use a dictionary definition for that. And so we say a credential is composed of a set of claims and kind of leave it there. So the specs use that terminology now, and the linked data vocabulary uses that terminology as well. So if we're going to move away from that terminology, like, I think that's what the discussion is. Like, should we move away from the terminology? Should we just use claims? Should we use something else? But, you know, so anyway, that's what the conversation is about. And I'm trying to avoid getting into the conversation on the call today any more than we have. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks. Yep.
Okay. Okay, anything else on this topic before we move on? All right, a real quick update on the questionnaire status. Last week, when we looked at the questionnaire, we had around, I think, 20 18 to 20 responses. This week, we've got 35 responses. So we're gaining folks. That's just after an additional ping. We're going to ask folks again to weigh in this week. The responses so far are very positive. We are closing in on I think we've already surpassed the number of W3C members that would support the work, so we've hit the minimum 20. But I think we're kind of trying to shoot for 20 organizations that are saying they're going to join and heavily participate in the work. And right now we have around 15 W3C members or people that have said that they will join W3C. So we've got six new W3C members that are committing, at least via the questionnaire, and then another five organizations that have said that they're going to do technical reviews but are not going to join W3C for a variety of reasons. So we're in good shape. 35 responses isn't shabby. We did contact 80, so we do want to get some of that those responses back. And I know that there are at least 10 organizations that have said that they're very, very interested in the work, and it is definitely in their industry, but they haven't responded because their folks are on vacation or they're super busy or a variety of reasons. So anyway, that's kind of where we are on the questionnaire feedback. Any questions on status or disposition of responses or anything like that? Okay. If not, let's jump on to the verifiable claims data model specification. Shane, you're dropping and joining. I don't know if you're there. But Shane and Dan, I mean, you know, maybe Dan should kind of take this item. Do you want to give us an
idea
of what we're trying to do here, Dan?
Yes. So basically, there was an original CG specification that actually included a number of different items. And so at a minimum, basically what we need to do is restrict that down to be the data model specification. Now, we have talked in the past about data model and syntax. But essentially, as I was talking with Manu about that, you know, we may have to fiddle with the word syntax. I think the idea that we're trying to capture here is that we have a sort of logical data model, and then we have several, and then we have representations in different languages, JSON, JSON-LD, WebIDL. These are all different grammars, different languages in which data models can be specified. And so it's important to include at least those three just as examples of how the logical data model can be realized in an actual syntax. So that's the plan, is to actually create that document. And we're going to be using as examples for the data model, for the data model realization, representation, syntax, whatever word we decide to choose for that. We're going to be using some examples from the web payments group that does something similar. Is there anything else, Manu, you think should be added to that?
Let me go ahead and put this. Just a few things. I'm trying to find a link right now. Apologies. While I find that link. Anyway, I was going to link to the core messages spec if one of you has it and can drop it into IRC. That'd be awesome. I just wanted to mention that this document, this spec document, you know, when we started out, W3C staff told us to not provide a spec because it could distract people from focusing on the problem statement, the goals, and the scope of work. What we have learned from the responses is that there are a certain number of W3C members, and these are typically very large W3C members, that want to see specs before they say that you're okay to go into a working group. This spec is that, and as Shane mentioned on the call last week, this is, you know, what we call a Goldilocks spec. It's not too simple, it's not too detailed, it's just the right level to give people an idea of what we're shooting for without sending the message that, you know, we've already figured everything out and there's, you know, we don't want a discussion around this core technology. So this document, we believe, is part of the package that the W3C membership now expects, some of the W3C membership expects, and it will help us at least stave off some formal objections around us not having a clear idea of what the working group would do. So I think the order of operations, thank you very much, you know, to Dan for stepping up and volunteering to put this document together. It's in excellent hands with Dan. Once we have it, you know, I think the group is going to have to take a look at it and see if this is still aligned with the stuff we've been working on for the last 2 years and that we would be okay with something like this going into the working group. We need to make sure that we have the organizations that are going to implement and deploy this saying that this looks like it's headed in the right direction. So, you know, implementers are very important. And so, you know, once we have all that, we believe we can at least answer this question of, you know, well, what exactly do you want the working group to do? Any questions on that? Does anyone have any concerns about this spec or what we're trying to do with it? All right, if there are no questions, let's go ahead and jump on to the next agenda item. Actually, you know, Dan, do you have a time frame for putting kind of a rough draft of this together?
Yes, actually, definitely within the next 2 weeks, hopefully sooner.
Okay, great. Let me at least request that you take some of the content. Are you going to take some of the content from the current specs and at least dump it in there, like section 3 of the identity credentials spec?
Yeah, so Shane already did some of that. I need to take a look at it and see what he's done to it, but I believe he basically only pulled that section out into the starting document as he was creating the repository.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Great. Any questions from the rest of the group before we move on? All right. One of the things, some of the feedback that we got from a couple of W3C AC reps was that we overloaded them with information. You know, clearly we spent a lot of time trying to cut the use cases down to something manageable and, you know, cut the charter down to something manageable. But the response that we got back is, you know, I have effectively, this is the responses were, I only have 15 to 30 minutes to look at this. You have given me enough content to fill up 2 to 3 hours. Please, is there some kind of summary I can look at? I can't give you any feedback until I can see that summary. So people have asked for a one pager with specific things. We did, you know, have a discussion in the Web Payments IG yesterday about, you know, what is the expected set of content that, you know, the W3C membership wants before they sign off on a working group. So, you know, we believe this is one of those pieces because we've, you know, people basically said we're too busy to look at this. It sounds important. But I don't have the time, so please give me a better summary of it other than the charter. So I think Shane, Dave Longley, and myself are on the hook to come up with a one-page summary. If people remember, we have done this many times before in this group. I think we have created like 6 one-page summaries for different audiences. And this summary is specific to the AC reps, and that's a summary that we just haven't done yet. Any questions or concerns about the one-page AC rep summary, or does anyone want to kind of help with that? Okay, any questions or concerns?
What is the time frame on that?
I mean, this stuff is like as soon as possible. So basically, you know, progress is blocked by us at this point because we need to get these documents together for folks. So as quickly as we can put these documents together, the sooner we can do that, the sooner we can kind of move to the next step.
What would help get the one page off? I mean, 4 people working on a one page document seems hard to manage. So what kind
yeah.
of assistance? Bootstrapping, reviewing, what?
Reviewing, I think, is the most helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I can review it and get that turned around quickly.
Awesome, thanks. I think the other issue here is that myself and Shane and Dave Longley and really Dan are overloaded right now. So Shane is saying we should get this done in the next 2 weeks. But based on workload, I think that's going to be pretty hard. Eric Korb has also volunteered to help, so thanks, Eric. And I think reviews would be, you know, most helpful. I think the problem with the one of the problems with the AC rep summary is you really have to know what AC reps look for. And if you don't have experience as an AC rep, it's going to be hard for you to put something together, for folks to put something together. And, you know, David Ezell, you know, maybe this one-page AC rep summary can help us in the web payments IG as well as a kind of checklist that people kind of go through to say, you know, whether or not at a high level a piece of work sounds interesting to a W3C member company or not.
Yes, and I still owe my own email to the IG on filling out the questionnaire. I'm kind of curious how many people in the IG have filled it out, but we can talk about that offline.
Yeah, I mean, very few. I mean, I think I can count them here.
That's all right. I'll send this out anyway.
Okay. Well, you know, I'd say around 7 out of the web payments IG have filled it out. And then everyone else is education, finance, and healthcare. So 7 is not good, especially since we are a task force in the IG. So yeah, I mean, we certainly appreciate a ping to the group from you, David, or from you, David. It'd be great. Okay. Anything else on the one-page AC rep summary? Okay, next up is the charter cleanup. Clearly, so I think we're waiting on getting all the feedback from the questionnaire or most of it done before we clean up the charter. But people haven't really complained that much about the charter. I think the main additions have been, or the main requests for additions have been, use simpler language so people understand what's going on within the first 2 paragraphs. Make it very clear that browser vendor implementations are not required for this work, and make it clear that you need a make it clear that, you know, we're starting off with a spec of some kind. This is not a, you know, invent the spec as the working group forms. It's a have a spec to put into the working group, and that's really all the changes that have been requested in the charter. The issues that people are having are not with the content of the charter. It has more to do with either people agree wholeheartedly with the scope or they disagree for a variety of, well, they disagree for, we've had 2 strong disagreements from very large W3C members. 1 over charter and 2 that we're duplicating work in ISO or IETF, and we've tried to respond to them and demonstrate that we are not doing duplication of work. So, so anyway, what that means is not a lot of cleanup to the charter. Any questions on charter additions, removals, modifications? Okay. If there are none, use case, the use case document is kind of is still languishing. Shane, can you give us an update on reviews that have come in for the use cases document?
I'm not sure there are any, so no.
Yeah, so that's bad. This stuff's not going to move forward until he gets reviews in. I'm guilty for not doing my review again this week.
Actually, there was one, I believe.
Stephen Rowat.
Yes, Stephen.
I'm sorry. If there was, I've forgotten it, but okay.
Yeah, and Stephen did a pretty good review. Stephen does great reviews of documents.
Oh,
he reviewed a lot of the white papers.
You know, nobody on this call cares. I just realized I may have fallen off the mailing list as I moved things around. So I may have missed something. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, so let's see. Can we have folks try to re-review this week? Again, I will make a best effort today. In fact, right after the call, I will sit down and review the use cases. Does anyone else have time to review use cases this week?
It's really short.
Manu, sorry to ask a stupid question, but how do you get the draft?
Oh, yeah, you need to know the secret handshake and have the magic link. Hold on 1 second. Let me get that. Use cases. It's the so here. Are you in the chat channel, Rebecca? Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So here are the use cases. Is it the VCTF link, Shane? I'm going to put this in here. Shane, tell me if this is the right one. Oh, never mind.
There we go. Okay. I will read it.
Awesome. Thank you. And these are, hey, Shane, is this a complete set of use cases, or this is the complete set, right?
I think this is the abbreviated set, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. Wrong link. You know what?
Here, this is the right link. So, Rebecca, second link. It should say VCTF.
Okay.
Use cases.
Sorry. Too many documents.
Yeah. The last link is much shorter. And I think that the main review that we need is to make sure that the use cases line up with the charter. So we're saying we're going to do certain things in the charter. We need to make sure that there are use cases that support those things that we say we're going to do in the charter. And the easiest way to do a review for those of you reviewing is to just create an email, send it to one of the mailing lists, like the Credential CG mailing list or the Verifiable Claims Task Force, which is the Web Payments IG mailing list. And just copy pieces of text that you want to comment on and then talk about them in an email. It's the easiest way to get changes or suggestions back to Shane and Dan. Okay, so we need to do use cases. And I think that's effectively it for the update for this week. We're in a holding pattern until these documents are done. We may or may not meet next week if we don't have good progress on these documents. There's no reason to meet, primarily because these are the things that need to be done, and if they're not done, we've got nothing to talk about. I think we're going to try and wrap up the questionnaire next week. We will still keep it open, but if you have not responded to the questionnaire and this important, you know, this work is important to your organization, please fill out the questionnaire. It is the only way that we can prove that there is interest in this work is if we have people down on record saying that this work is interesting to them. Otherwise, it's too hand-wavy to the W3C membership and the W3C staff. If you know of any organizations that have not filled out the survey or should fill out the survey, please ping them and send them the link to the questionnaire. Let me get that link for folks. So here's the link to the questionnaire. Link to questionnaire. So yeah, please circulate that link to organizations that you think would want to participate in the work. Okay, anything else that folks wanted to discuss today? Is there any outstanding items that we need to talk about before the call next week? If we have a call next week. Okay, well then that's it. Short call. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. And please check for status updates on the mailing list. Please do use case reviews. Thanks all. Bye.